Task 44.
You are going to hear parts of different radio programs. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, choose a topic A to H for each program 1 to 5. Mark your answer in the space provided. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. There are two topics that you do not need to use. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the table now.
Example.
Good morning to you. We've got some patchy fog this morning, thickest across southern England, and it will be with us through the rush hour, so if you're heading out on the roads, worth bearing that in mind. I'll start the forecast today with England and Wales. The fog will clear through the morning, and then we'll see another dry, warm and sunny day.
1.
6 o'clock on Wednesday the 17th of September. Good morning, this is Today with John Humphreys and James Naugherty.
The news headlines this morning, thousands of elderly people are still occupying hospital beds because they can't get care elsewhere. The counting of votes for a postal strike takes place today. Also in today's programme, Ali Desai, the senior police officer cleared of corruption, gives us his first interview since walking free from court.
2.
I can't think they've had an easier night in the Champions League. Panathinaikos may be highly troublesome in Athens, United found that out 2 years ago, but away from home they're abysmal. And actually, both sides were unimpressive in the opening period. But once Sylvester stabbed in the opener after 12 minutes following confusion caused by Van Nistelrooy, it was merely a matter of how many. 5 more than sufficed. Stuttgart will be much more difficult in a fortnight. Arsenal certainly so on Sunday.
3.
The financial markets last night on Wall Street. The Dow Jones ended up 119 at 9,567. The FTSE 100 closed up 38 points at 4,299. And in Tokyo a short while ago, the Nikkei was up 104 points at 10,990. It has been trading above the 11,000 level this morning. That's for the first time since July of last year.
4.
Yes, do you know which part of the body gave the avocado its name? Or where was the banoffee pie invented? And which TV chef hates Michael Winner so much he put Not Wanted posters of him in the window of his restaurant? Join Jay Rayner and his guests, Clarissa Dixon Wright and Hugh Fernley Whittingstall, to find out the answers to these and dozens of other questions in the first edition of the Food Quiz today at 1:30.
5.
The Cyber Moor project here has now got more than 200 people online. The project officer is Daniel Heary.
We've got some very remote farms which are now connected to broadband. Typically, if you want to go from one of those places, it's about a 35 minutes drive to Penrith or Hexham. So if you want to check on things like jobs information, then you've got a long way to go. Now people have got broadband and the internet, they can go on and just check out the WorkTrain website, for instance.